Get to Old Navy. Tomorrow only, get 50% off all dresses. That's right, all the holiday dresses you've been craving are on sale for 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Hurry, ends tomorrow. Valid 11-9, excludes in-store clearance, rompers, and jumpsuits.
Hey guys, welcome to the Smart to Death podcast. I'm Kyle.
And I am Anthony.
And it is the November 8th edition, but today's the 7th.
Happy birthday, buddy.
It's my birthday.
It's Kyle's birthday. This is a birthday stream. Give us some super hearts on Periscope for the birthday. How old are you, 16?
29.
29? Are you really that close to my age?
Yeah, I'm only 29.
For the longest time, I thought that I was like at least 17 years older than you.
That's just the bags under your eyes.
God, are they really bad right now? I bet they're really bad. Oh, man. What a week of no news.
No, I met Jordan Kimball and Leo from The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a great time?
And Bachelor in Paradise. I did have a good time last night.
The Smart to Death boys were together last night. We rode on a Tuesday.
We went up on a Tuesday.
That's right.
Bad idea.
Yeah, it was a bad idea.
Yeah. We had fun.
We did have fun. And you know what? Still responsible, sort of. Did not stay out that late.
You didn't. I stayed out later than you, which is never a thing.
Yeah.
Never a thing.
I gave you the rest of my drink.
You did, and I didn't drink it because I am what I am.
Good, because I had popped a lot of pills in there. I was ready to take you home.
Oh, my God. I tried to do a Google AdWord, like use the Google ads to get our show promoted on YouTube, and then you just talked about putting pills in drinks, so we're definitely never getting there.
No.
We're never going to have an ad, ever.
No. Nope.
Ever.
We got death in the name, and we got pills in the game.
But you know what we have going on right now?
What?
What's Guys, that? If you are listening to the show, if you're watching live, we have a contest going on.
Yes, we do.
It is for a sweet Smart to Death shirt. It is one of two. If you'd like to know what it looks like, Warren Hayes has worn it on a stream. Wilford Watches has worn it on a stream.
I've worn it on a stream.
You've worn it on a stream. I've never, I realize. I actually don't know where my shirts are, but I have them. I have them both. But what you do.
Do your laundry.
I know. There are two simple ways to enter, and there are options even if you don't have iTunes. Go to iTunes. Give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating and review so we can be what?
Number one in ears.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in hearts.
Yes.
That way, just like how we are in Italy. We'll be number one on the charts.
Actually, 98 on the charts.
Well,
we're getting there.
But in Italy. So shout out to all of our Italian viewers.
Yeah, man. I'm a big fan of...
people from Italy.
I wanted to say, like, I don't know what
Italians.
Italians.
Anyway, do that. Upload a screenshot of you leaving that review with a hashtag of Smart to Death that's on Facebook, Instagram, wherever. I'm going to check them all. And you can also get a second entry by going to YouTube, hitting subscribe, and just upload a screenshot showing that you are subscribed.
Yeah.
And please stay after you do that. Don't just enter the contest and then unsubscribe. That would be very sad.
No, that's not going to be good.
That would be number zero in my heart.
Yeah. Oh, we released some new stickers.
We did release new stickers. They're on Redbubble. So go to Redbubble, search Smart to Death. It's a baseball bat, and it's a Christmas one.
It's a Christmas one.
And it looks really good.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so proud of you. But yeah, you can get two entries. If you use iTunes, that'd be great. We're very close to having 100 reviews.
Oh, my gosh.
On iTunes, which is awesome. We hit 10,000 downloads.
Yeah, so big thank you, guys.
Yeah,
big thank you.
I actually just was wanting 10 people to listen by the end of the year.
I mean, it could just be 10 people loving our shit.
Just repeating it over and over again.
They go to bed with our voices.
Yeah, but just a few more plugs and then we'll get going. If you want to support our show, go to patreon.com/smarttodeath. You can get a sweet Smart to Death shirt even if you don't win the contest. And that contest is actually going to have a winner announced on the Friday after American Thanksgiving.
Ayo.
So it's important to say American Thanksgiving because we do have fans in Canada. And they have their own Thanksgiving.
Ayo.
I know. It's crazy.
But
go there and for $8 a month, you can get a shirt. There's a bunch of other rewards. And all of our patrons, spoiler alert, we're sending you guys a Christmas sticker. So, you know, just for $1 a month, it's the lowest donation. You'll get a sticker regardless of the tier.
Yeah. So, see, you're already saving money becoming a patron because if you decide to buy a sticker from Redbubble,
$2.47.
You got to spend $2.47 plus shipping to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we appreciate that. But for only a dollar, we're going to send it to you.
That's right.
No shipping.
That's right.
Easy money.
You can also go to ProWrestlingTees.com and get one of those sweet shirts. There's a Black Friday sale going on the week of Thanksgiving, and that's like 20 or 25% off. It's a crazy good deal.
Yeah, so if you missed that last sale, which we had a bunch of people order shirts, you got another chance.
And you'll become
a model. Don't fuck up this time.
Oh, God. And you can go to digitaltipjar.com/smarttodeath and leave a tip as well.
Yeesh.
So this week I bought beer, and I told you guys like three episodes ago that I go through about six cases of Shiner Cheer. So we're back at it, baby.
Do you want to pop open the other ones just so we get the sound in?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. Maybe we should one of us hold a mic. I don't know. One. Shit.
I always need.
Oh, you're so smart. I thought there were 51 states recently, so.
That is a real thing. One, two, three. Well, that was the saddest one.
That was not satisfying.
That was the saddest one that we have done so far. We've had some shitty clinks.
Uh-huh.
Last week, we did pop that champagne.
We did pop the champagne. That's right.
This one was just, that was just depressing.
You know what I realized? I wish I had known we were so close to 10,000 view downloads so we could have saved the champagne.
That would have been a good idea.
Woo, we don't plan.
Yeah, but we did it in honor of 205 Live instead.
We did. This is authentic content, guys. We don't plan shit.
No, we just got our topics in order, which we have more topics this week.
What do we have planned this week?
Guys, we're going to talk about Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Nikki Cross making her debut. And of course, we have to talk about the return of Shawn Michaels.
You thought you were going to go with it, and I wanted you to, but you know.
But yes, we are going to talk about the Jericho Cruise and everything that's come from that. Mm-hmm. We actually have a pretty good show for you guys today.
We do. To answer JPQ on the live stream from YouTube, I want to let you know the flavors of Shiner Cheer. Go ahead, read it. You're closer than I am.
Where's the flavors?
It's on the back, I think. Happy holidays from the Little Brewery in Shiner, Texas. We hope you enjoy your Shiner Cheer, an old world Dunkelweizen brewed with Texas peaches and roasted pecans. The malty flavors of this dark wheat flavored ale are enhanced through the use of malted barley and wheat and Krausening. It's German. Ensure a smoothness that makes the subtle peach and pecan flavors all the more satisfying. May your days be merry and bright and your Shiner be cold. Oh, that's delightful.
Yeah.
What a beautiful way to end that little description.
So, sponsor us.
A song that I could sing with my karaoke microphone.
Oh, my God.
May your days be merry and bright.
Oh, my God.
That's a country song.
I am so glad Christmas is on the horizon. I love Christmas.
Me too. I actually do, despite the fact that I am a non-believer.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I'm a believer in gifts.
You don't like holidays, really, but you surprised me with
Jehovah's Witness. Don't worry.
Knock, knock, knocking on everyone's door.
Let's get fucking going.
All right, guys. So we're going to polish these off. We're going to get to those other beers. And we'll be right back with round one.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
All right, guys, y'all ready to get into it?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Karis, set that timer. Let's go.
Sparks to death.
Nikki Cross, she made her debut on SmackDown Live this week.
That promo was awesome.
It was good.
I did not like her at first. I love her.
You didn't like her?
I mean, I was undecided. I didn't dislike her. I just didn't like her yet. But then I see her cut a promo saying, I'll play with you, Becky.
I played with it. Yeah.
Her accent's amazing.
Yeah. It was kind of weird, too, because, I mean, of course, they were in Manchester, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so you had Becky, who's got a thick accent, and then you also had Nikki Cross with a thick accent. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is really cool, like, to just see these two people.
International stars in a super Americanized company.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an American company. It makes sense. But, yeah, it was cool. It's, I don't know. I don't like that she lost so quickly.
I think it was like a 5-minute match.
She
got her offense in. Like, it wasn't like I wouldn't consider it a squash.
Okay. Well, I mean, she debuted against the champ. She already looks like a way bigger deal on main roster than Sanity does. So it did the right thing.
Yeah.
And people are loving it on Twitter.
I'm glad they're all back together. We got to talk a little bit about Crown Jewel right now. I know you're not excited about this.
Well, we said that we would talk about it. We said we wouldn't review it.
Yeah.
And we have held true.
Yeah. But at Crown Jewel, Brock Lesnar became your universal champion and a squash match that I would call.
Yeah, it was squash.
But he's now the champ.
Again.
Yep.
And he signed a new deal.
Yeah, so he has signed a new deal where he's going to work with UFC and WWE just like how he wanted. And Dana White's already said that Brock Lesnar is going to be fighting soon, which I'm assuming is going to be against Daniel Cormier.
It's got to be against Cormier, yeah.
But, yeah, so we won't see that title till Mania?
Yeah, the rumor is that he is signed at least through Mania. I'm guessing he's holding it all the way through.
Yeah, because, I mean, Survivor Series, he's facing AJ Styles, which we'll talk a little bit about later. But
this plays into a bigger issue with WWE, though, that I talk about all the time. Old stars, it's all they care about.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to switch topics about that, because let's talk about Drew McIntyre versus Kurt Angle on Raw this week. That was the perfect way to use a part-time wrestler, I thought.
They have probably never booked an old star putting over a new star better, I think.
No,
I think
because
that might be the best way.
Because that was, it was a fantastic match. Yeah. I think that was a great storytelling match. And the way that McIntyre, every time Kurt Angle tried to get some offense, McIntyre is like, just shut it down.
Right.
He's
right.
like, that's not happening. And he even defeated Kurt Angle by making him tap out to the ankle lock.
And he landed an Olympic slam.
Yes.
So, like, you've done two things now. You've established that Drew McIntyre is absolutely your big bad heel. He's absolutely your top heel on that on Raw. Bonafide now.
Yes.
Because move stealing is heel as shit. And now you also have him beating a legend, a living legend that's now making a comeback. And so it's also like played into Kurt Angle is going to have a nice story. Beautiful booking at the end of Raw. Beautiful booking.
Great job. Great job, WWE, on that one. But I want to switch it back over to Crown Jewel right now.
And not good booking.
And not good. This is weird. I don't.
It's not good, no matter how you look at it. It's not good.
I'm trying to figure it out because, of course, during the whole Best in the World World Cup, you had Miz going against Dolph Ziggler in the finals, but Miz tweaks his knee, and then Shane enters himself in and wins. So the thing is, for me, though, when he came out on SmackDown, especially on Hulu, they piped in boos.
Yeah, he's talking about Shane McMahon winning Best in the World tournament. You guys already know this, but yeah.
They piped in the boos on his way out, but then he still kind of turned face. Like, he still played the face card.
It's because he's not a heel. He's not a natural heel. Shane McMahon's
not. Is he not, though?
No, God, no. He's a baby face.
You gotta remember, like
well, 98. A long time ago. Like, 20 years ago.
I'm curious to see what everybody else thinks about this, but right now, I'm not about it.
Yeah.
Not about it. I'm going to add a new topic into round one. Let's talk about this Miz face turn.
Okay.
So on SmackDown this week, Miz and Daniel Bryan are actually starting to agree with each other. They are both like picking starts because they're co-captains for the SmackDown
team. Oh, they're back together again. Coach and pupil. Yeah. I love it.
And so they're both like agreeing on like picking these wrestlers or having these ideas. And it was good comedy. I will say that it was great comedy, but how do you feel about this? This is supposed to be a double turn, I think, with Shane becoming a heel, Miz becoming face. How do you feel about Miz becoming a face, though?
I think it's weird. I don't think it's bad.
He be a good face?
It's hard for me to think,
because he's such a natural heel.
He's a natural heel, but it's hard for me to think that someone that is that good on the mic is not natural at both. He's just so good. He can get the crowd to do whatever he wants. He can get cheers when he wants them. He can get boos when he wants them. Miz will be fine as a face. His offense is in face.
Yeah.
But he'll be fine.
Kind of like
he'll
Elias.
He's over shit anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, we have the return of Braun Strowman of just wrecking shit, which is what we love.
Right.
It's what we fell in love with.
That's
Braun.
What everybody loves.
But he did get that. He got into that squash match with Strowman. Looks like he's doing a whole program with Corbin. But he is rumored to be severely injured right now.
Working through these injuries, too.
Yeah, he's got like two injured knees.
That's what they say. They say that he's working with two injured knees. That doesn't mean he's going out for surgery, but does that have something to do with why he didn't get the belt, do you think? I don't think so.
I think they was just like, put it back on Brock. Let's just keep people talking. If he's going to go to the UFC, which, God forbid, this is what Joey's always said, Brock is walking into UFC with that universal title.
Brock is walking into UFC with that universal title.
But I'm glad that they, you know, you got this whole Roman Reigns stuff that happened, and it's what's caused this size the shift in wrestling.
The seismic shift. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad Strowman's back to this.
I am too. I just hope that he's not actually that injured.
Yeah.
That would be a bummer.
Let's talk about the Jericho Cruise a little bit.
Yeah. So, I thought we were talking about the Jericho Cruise in round two, buddy. Oh, well, no. Yeah, no, you're
so
right.
I've got a couple things in here. A couple things. So we had the Ring of Honor, Sea of Honor tournament. Mm-hmm. The winner gets an ROH title shot.
Former Smart to Death guest.
Yes. So go back into the archives and listen to Flip Gordon. He's a contender for the title now.
And I was texting you when I was watching the show on Saturday, which I thought was good. I mean, I thought it was fine.
I watched the final match. I watched Jay Briscoe versus Flip Gordon. I didn't watch the whole tournament.
So the big deal for this for me is that I think that ROH knows the potential they have with Flip. I think they're finally realizing it because he went over Silas Young.
Yep.
He went over Dalton Castle. Then he went over Jay Briscoe.
And also Christopher Daniels,
and
right?
He went over Christopher Daniels. So he went over, I mean, ROH guys. Yeah. Like four big guys. All of them held the title except Silas. But Silas Young was just a number one contender. I think he's going to win it. I think he's going to win it when he gets a shot. I do. I think they're going to put it on him.
Okay, so that's going to be weird, though, because this wasn't a topic either in round one, but I'm throwing it in here. Uh-huh. The Jericho Cruise, you had Impact versus ROH.
Right.
And while they were there, Johnny Impact and Jay Lethal
agreed to a title
versus title match.
Well, you can get that match in. You can get that match in. And they never said it had to be one-on-one. Who's to say Flip won't want in that? Who's to say Flip and our next topic, that guy won't come in?
Yeah, so let's go ahead and just talk about that, too. Marty Scurll, he wins the Survival of the Fittest, mm-hmm. And he also has a title shot for the Ring of Honor World Championship.
Yeah, which, of course, he does. I mean, I think that Marty's chance, though, will probably be at MSG, and I think it will be against Flip.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, can you not see that happening?
Oh, I can definitely see that happening.
And I think that,
but could that be a show closer for MSG?
It won't be a show closer for MSG because whatever the IWGP title match is going to be. So if Kenny stays, it'll be – and actually, no, it doesn't matter. It'll be Kenny versus Ibushi. That's your main event.
Oh, wow.
Your main event will be Kenny versus Ibushi.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably for the title. So you'll probably have the ROH title right before it.
If we've said this the whole time. 2018 has been one of the craziest years of wrestling. Been a fantastic year. 2019 is already just becoming absolutely nuts.
We fucked up. Flip Gordon went over Marty also. It wasn't Christopher Daniels. It was Marty.
Oh, shit. Okay. So Marty. Okay.
So he's already gone over Marty too.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, they put him over all their big guys, man. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I see them going with it for sure.
It's going to be 2019. Can't wait for you. All right, guys. Well, that's it for round one.
Well, Eddie wanted us to, from AAPW, wanted us to talk about Mysterio versus Almas. And I didn't watch that match, so
I did watch that match today. It was a fantastic match. Mm-hmm. Of course, when you watch these two guys, you want to see them go absolutely way longer. You would want to see it at an NXT TakeOver just because they get time there.
It'll be the Mania match for the U.S. title. One of them will have it.
I think it should be a Mania match again. But that was a great match. Mysterio went over. Of course, he's added to the SmackDown team, but... There's more to be there.
Yeah, I actually really like the way they're booking Almas. I know people think he's buried, but they're putting him in high profile matches, and he's coming up just short.
Yeah,
that's good booking.
Yeah,
that's how you build it. That's how you build a top star, and he's young too, isn't he?
I think so.
I think he's in his 20s.
He might be like 30 something, but
who knows?
I mean, shit.
I know he's Tranquilo.
Yeah, that's true. All right, guys. Well, that's it for round one. We're gonna be drinking more of these. Nice Shiner Holiday Cheers.
I'm so glad you like it.
I do.
It warms my Tuscaloosa heart.
Oh, it's like
it's not
like,
a real thing.
It's like being like at a fireplace. Roasting chestnuts.
Ooh, that means we have to have this at your Christmas party. We have to have these Shiner Cheers.
Yeah, we do.
Because you'll have the fire going, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so ready for it to get cold.
I'm so ready for 30 degrees. I love it.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to keep drinking. We're going to get back to wrestling right after this commercial break.
Did you know that according to Facts, Smart to Death listeners are above average in terms of intelligence, charm, and good taste? Hi, I'm Mr. Warren Hayes, and you are exactly the type of audience I want for my own wrestling podcast, The Mr. Warren Hayes Show. Every week, I jump onto YouTube to recap both WWE Raw and SmackDown, occasionally sprinkling a pay-per-view prediction show with a special invited guest. I love to cover wrestling seriously without taking it too seriously, so it's always a good time. So come and join me at tinyurl.com/MrWarrenHayes, and if you do, I will hug you stronger than Anthony Souter hugs his Kenny Omega body pillow. Once again, that's tinyurl.com, Mr. Warren Hayes. I hope to see you there soon.
Welcome back, you son of a bitch.
It feels weird today.
It's my birthday.
It is your birthday.
It's my birthday. Oh. I can cry if I want, you son of a bitch.
I've never heard this voice from you. Whose voice is that supposed to be?
That's just me crying. That's just how I sound when I cry.
You sound like a Belushi brother. Just one of them.
Not Jim? Jim Belushi?
Any of them. Just a Belushi. You sound like the long lost Belushi.
You son of a bitch. You never agree on my protection.
Oh.
Yeah, I can get into it.
Cares to force him.
Nah, she loves me. Try it again.
Improv with Kyle.
There we go.
Her voice sounds like it's from everywhere. Oh, shit. Where's it at?
It's right. Like a Spider-Man.
Let's get into this shit.
All right. Oh.
It's the motherfucking Wizard of Oz in here.
She's the Wiz.
Oh. I don't think so.
After these beers, I'm going to have to take a massive whiz, though.
All right. Well, anyway, curious whenever you're ready.
You
ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go back into it. Let's talk about these matches that have been announced for Survivor Series.
Yeah.
So last week, we did talk about Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch. Mm-hmm. But, of course, now we have officially Seth Rollins versus Nakamura. I'm freaking excited for that.
Yeah.
AJ Styles versus Bork Lesnar.
Bork Laser.
Yeah. Bork Laser. I'm excited for that match as well.
I mean, it'll be good. There's a lot of people shitting on that match, but
that match was so damn good last time.
Well, it's better to have AJ Styles work with Brock than it is Braun. I will say that.
Yes.
Because you don't want AJ to get hurt.
No.
Not that Braun will, but he's green.
Yeah.
And this is a vet. This is an all-time great vet, so.
And I mean, Brock Lesnar got a boner last time he wrestled AJ Styles, so. Let's see him nut his shorts.
Oh, God.
We got the Bar versus AOP. Mm-hmm. Because AOP, they defeated Seth Rollins on Raw this past week to win the Raw Tag Team Championship.
And then Dean came out and said, do you know why I did what I did, my brother?
My brother.
He didn't say my brother, but basically.
Did he even say anything?
Yeah, he did. He said, you want to know why I did what I did, and then give him the dirty deeds.
I did see awesome. The dirty deeds. I guess I just didn't have the volume on.
Yeah.
But we do have three traditional Survivor Series matches, mm-hmm. and I'm wondering if that's just overload.
It's overload.
I hate multi-man matches like
you
this.
Do. You
multi-man
do.
Tag matches. I fucking hate them. Fucking hate them. But we're going to have the Raw versus SmackDown men's mm-hmm. match. And the names announced for these are Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre with two other people.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be captained by Baron Corbin versus Miz, Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon, Rey Mysterio Jr., and Samoa Joe.
That's a great team on SmackDown.
Yeah, they better go over. I swear to God.
They probably will.
And then for the women's, nobody's been announced for Raw uh-huh. for the team. But for the women's, we have Carmella, Asuka, Naomi, Sonya Deville, and another name to be announced. It was going to be Mandy Rose, mm-hmm. but she kind of like turned her back on Sonya.
Right, and it was supposed to be Charlotte, but Mandy Rose showed up or something yeah. weird. I don't know.
And then of course, we got the Raw versus SmackDown tag teams.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know for Raw yet, but for SmackDown, we do have the Usos and New Day so far announced.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big Survivor Series fan. I'm just not. It's I mean,
the rest of the card looks amazing to me. I'm not excited for like
the Survivor traditional Series stuff. Is too much for me.
One traditional match is plenty.
If I want to watch multi-man matches, I'll watch New Japan.
Oh my God. Frankly. I won't even watch those.
Moving
on to New Japan, matches have been announced for Wrestle Kingdom 13. Are you excited?
Fuck yeah. Are you not excited about this?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited.
I'm taking this.
You take it.
So we do officially have the rematch of Naito versus Jericho. Did you watch Naito versus Evil?
I have not watched Power Struggle yet.
Damn it. It was so
but cool. Did I not call this?
You did.
Did I
you
not
sure
call
did.
This?
You called it last week. Mm. So we are getting Naito versus Jericho for the IC title. And Jericho is saying that he didn't agree to it on Twitter. Good banter.
Yes.
Roppongi 3K versus Suzuki Gun versus Los Ingobernables de Japón rematch from Power Struggle. I'm not excited about that one.
But
it's
that is for the junior tag team.
For the junior tag team. Yeah. And then we have Jay White versus Okada.
Ooh.
And then what I think will be the match of Wrestle Kingdom 13, and I think you'll agree with me, is Kushida versus Taiji Ishimori Bone Soldier.
That match
is going to be unreal.
Ishimori is my dude. And then, of course, we do have the main event with Kenny Omega versus Tanahashi for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
But so I'm super surprised with this card, Jay White versus Okada, Kenny Omega versus Tanahashi. You're going with Kushida versus Ishimori as your match of the night.
I mean, they're so good.
Oh my gosh. They're so good. And that's going to be so fast.
Yeah, it's going to be really fast. Wrestle Kingdom, this isn't as stacked of a card as they usually have for a Wrestle Kingdom, from what I have gathered on.
I'm assuming we're going to get Bullet Club versus Elite.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
For the title, for the tag titles.
Probably so. Yeah, we'll probably we'll get GOD versus the Bucks probably.
Yeah.
The card's shaping up to be good. Who knew? Wrestle Kingdom looks like it's going to be amazing. Yeah. Like it's not every single year or something.
Still no Cody announced. Still no Kota Ibushi announced.
Right. Because Cody is defending the title soon, so they haven't announced his next challenger. That's this weekend that Cody is doing.
Oh, he's defending the title this weekend?
Yeah, it's Global Wars is this weekend.
Oh, so, okay.
This is a two-day event.
Oh, Tamil Dashwood is actually returning.
She is returning. So, yeah, Wrestle Kingdom looks great. Can't wait for it. I'll be. I'm gonna request off from work so I can watch it at live.
Oh my gosh!
Sure am.
Jesus Christ. But let's talk about Naito.
Tranquilo, baby.
Because apparently this is the rumor that he has said. I don't agree 100% what he said happened.
No, that didn't happen.
But the reports are at Dominion this past year. WWE made an offer to Naito, and he turned it down.
I think that you were probably more surprised that WWE offered Naito than I was. Are you surprised?
That they offered him?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Just because I know that you're not big on Naito, so you don't see how his appeal would be here in the States. I see his appeal as being someone that they would have wanted to come into NXT, and then they would have had a feud built in for Almas because of Los Ingobernables, the Tranquilo shit.
But here's
they were ungovernable. He had it in CMLL and then here. So I feel like they would like to continue that kind of storyline stuff.
Yeah, but shit, nobody even realizes that it was Almas that was the leader of that.
No, nobody does. But people know what LIJ is because Naito's made it incredibly popular, regardless of what you think about him.
No. I know he's super popular.
He's incredibly
over. He is a good worker. He just reminds me so much of like a Roman Reigns type worker.
Yeah. Well, what I like about this is, and what Naito said is the reason he turned it down is because he already works for the number one wrestling promotion in the world. And I agree with that. And I think most hardcore wrestling fans do recognize that New Japan as a wrestling product is the best in the world. Not saying sports entertainment because there's two different things.
Yeah. WWE is not wrestling.
It's not wrestling. No, it's sports entertainment. So I do like that. I like that quite a bit. I am a big fan of the fact that he stayed there because they're doing this like kind of organic face turn with him. He's still a heel, technically, but he's getting back to like crazy over like he was when he was the challenger at Wrestle Kingdom for the IWGP heavyweight title of Kensuke Okada. So I'm glad he stayed. I'm glad that people are turning down WWE and staying where they are because it's not always greener pastures.
Yeah.
It's not.
No, but I do want to finish this round, round with Crown Jewel. Just to get you excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's my birthday. I can do what I want.
You do what you want. Your favorite wrestler.
Jesus Christ.
The Wizard's back. Fuck.
But I want to talk about the return of Shawn Michaels.
Uh-huh.
I thought Shawn in this match pretty much looked the same. He looked like he needs to be retired.
Yes, he does. He looked old.
But
he didn't look bad. He just looked old.
He's still better than probably half that roster, though.
But
he wasn't the same Shawn. What you expect from Shawn Michaels was not the same.
Well, this is my issue. This is my issue.
Okay.
I don't know what Shawn Michaels looked like, and I haven't seen the whole match. I'm not going to watch it. I've seen GIFs. That's all I've seen, really. I saw the moonsault. People were bagging on him for the moonsault. That was Undertaker and Kane's fault. They fucked that spot up.
Yeah.
Bad. Undertaker and Kane need to get the fuck out of the ring. They do not need to be there.
Especially Kane. Yeah, he looked really bad.
If you can't protect somebody that you've wrestled before, then you don't need to be there, period. Yeah. Triple H got injured. It's a bad match for all of those guys, except for Shawn, who carried it.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be carrying it. It was his first match back. All three of those guys have been working over the last 2 years. Why? Or 8 years.
Yeah.
Why did Shawn carry the match?
Because Shawn's that damn good.
This is true. But I will. They wasted the return, though.
They did.
They wasted it. You should have put him in a match with AJ Styles. You should have paid him what he wanted for that.
Yeah.
Period. Period. You should have given us that.
Yeah.
Because then we would actually know, like, you'd get a satisfying thing, right? Like, you get Shawn Michaels to put over AJ Styles.
Yeah.
That's what it should have been.
Now, that is still a possibility that that could happen. But after, immediately after the match, mm-hmm. him and Triple H are, like, buried in the corner. And Shawn looks over at Triple H, and you just see him mouth.
I'm too old for this shit.
He says, we're too old for
we're
this.
We're too old for this shit.
And then even after the match, he did a backstage interview. He's like, it was fun. Mm-hmm. Don't ever want to do it again.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
I think a Mania match is happening.
I think a Mania match is happening,
it's
too.
It's him and AJ happening at Mania. It'll be good. Mm-hmm. But Shawn did look, I mean, he looked older. He looked like
he still looked pretty fast, though.
No, he's great. He looked like what you would expect Shawn Michaels how do you say that? Like, he just looked like a step slower.
Yeah, that's fine. He didn't look as slow as Lita did.
No.
He looked a lot better than Lita, and he's older than her. Bob Baruski pointed out in the comments here on the stream that Shawn wasn't the one to end up with a torn pec. And I was actually really surprised that Triple H made that bad of a mistake in that match. Like, he held onto the rope too long. That's how he tore his pec and his bicep, and it looks, ugh.
But I give props to Triple H for even continuing that match.
Yeah, well, he's a badass. We've all always known this. I mean, he's a monster.
He's torn his quads and still
blew them both out, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he blew them both out and finished the match and took a Walls of Jericho?
Yep.
Yeah, Triple H is tougher than I am. So is Candice LeRae. So we know
that. So is Lita. Though,
here's a good question. Let's answer this real quick while we're on the topic. Sexy Boy Shawn Michaels or DX Michaels? Which was better? Sexy Boy.
Sexy
for me.
Boy. Oh, 100%.
I'm not a big DX guy. So that's an easy question.
I love DX, but no. HBK all the way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad for you as a big fan that you got to see what it would have been like because you got the question answered. And the answer is he still looks good.
He still looks good. It's just weird to see like him being a step slower, mm-hmm. him being bald. That took a little bit of getting used to.
Yeah.
Because you just remember Shawn Michaels with long hair. And so it took you on a ride for sure. But
let me ask you a question before we go into the next round, the commercial break here. Did this hurt Shawn Michaels for you? And what I mean by that is he had arguably the most perfect retirement ever.
Yeah.
Did this hurt that moment?
No.
I think it did.
Because anytime anyone ever fucking retires, you always want to see them back. So
don't you want to end that way though? Don't you want it to be that way forever? That like now you don't do you want to see Shawn Michaels back really? Or are you
I'd like
pretty
to see
satisfied?
AJ Styles. Yeah. I still have dream matches
like,
for the guy.
Like two and one are different. You want to see this still.
Do I want to see if he doesn't wrestle again? I'm fine. I'm fine with it.
Were you fine before, or did you really want to see him?
Oh, I really want to see him wrestle.
Don't
again.
You? So that's what I'm saying. For me, I think it's better that it's like your favorite band, right?
You'd
your favorite
have a
band
want?
Ends on a masterpiece, and then
like on Walk Hard.
Fuck. But like, let's say your favorite band or whatever, like leaves, or like a TV show, like The Office, right? Mm-hmm. Should have ended when Michael left.
Okay.
But then, you know what I'm saying? So we saw what happened after, and while the season finale of The Office was amazing, we didn't need all this stuff to get there. I still would have been happy if it ended with Michael. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? That's why I'm wondering. Like, for me, Shawn Michaels had the perfect ending, so why did we even need to see him back?
We didn't need to see him back.
So, like, for me, it kills that moment.
I don't think it – well, it's just – here's the thing. It really just depicts on your memory and what WWE wants you to believe.
That's true, and I never believe anything they want me to believe, fuckers.
they always do that revisionist history.
They do.
All right, guys. Well, that was a pretty good round, too.
I got you on that last question.
That was a good way to end it. All right, guys. Well, we only have one topic for round three, and we're going to talk about the Jericho Cruise.
Yeah, we are.
You excited for this one?
I am, actually, because it's going to be interesting. I don't know where we're going
to
go here.
You ready to get into it?
After the commercial break.
There you go. I was trying to catch you.
Hey wrestling fans, do you ever watch wrestling and start to fantasy book your favourite wrestlers in great rivalries and matches? Do you enjoy the storylines of wrestling, the promos, the shock heel turns or debuting superstars? Or maybe you like the idea of a wrestling competition? Then why not check out Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast, the home of fantasy booking? You can check out part 1 to 3 of Andrade and Almas, or maybe even check out the Fantasy Booking League, where 10 wrestling fans fantasy book against each other with different scenarios to become the Omega Luke Wrestling League champion. And who is the judge of all these matches? Well, it's the Alpha of the Omegas, the King of Fantasy Booking, the Apex Podcaster himself. It's your favourite podcaster's favourite podcast. It's Omega Luke. And you can find Omega Luke on iTunes and Spotify and all the other podcast applications. So why not check out Omega Luke Wrestling Podcast? And if you fancy your chances, maybe you can challenge the champ to a shot at the Omega Luke title.
Sorry to interrupt, fellas, but I am Jack Dillinger from the Five Moves of Doom podcast, and this is a rallying call where you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, Android's podcasting app, YouTube, anywhere you fancy. We will be there. We are the pro wrestling podcast made by the fans, for the fans, and things get crazy every Wednesday and Sunday nights. Now back to the guards with the most metal intro for a podcast I've ever heard in my entire life. It's Smarked to Death, motherfuckers.
All right, guys. We made it.
We made it.
We made it.
I hate when you do that. Hey, but before we get into this, you guys, this week we actually like talked about a little bit more on the unedited stream that's going to go up on Patreon.com. So if you want to hear us and bullshit a little bit more, Patreon.com/smarttodeath. And
ready to get into this one?
Ready, let's go.
All right, so we got to talk about the historic, quote unquote, Jericho Cruise, mm-hmm. the Rockin' Rager.
The Rockin' Rager at sea.
The Rockin' Rager at sea. But what did you think about this whole thing?
So I was pretty undecided going into it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know one way or another what this was going to be. I thought it was going to be just like Jericho kind of like metaphorically jerking himself off. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he loves to do that. I love Jericho. He's the greatest of all time to me. He's my favorite wrestler ever. No one will ever replace Jericho in my heart. Like, you're Shawn Michaels for me.
Fair.
We have great taste in wrestlers. Anyway, but watching that tournament, like, I love that Fight TV did that. Love that Fight TV did that because it was cool to see a tournament. I love tournaments.
And I was telling you, like, during that whole pay-per-view, mm-hmm. I was like, this reminds me of, like, WCW, like old WCW pay-per-views, or like those old Nitro Spring Break episodes. Mm-hmm. They were just like, this is so different, but it's so fucking cool.
It's so, so cool. And then we had that just amazing six-man match. That Bullet Club versus Alpha Club, Bucks of Jericho, or is it Y2 Jackson? That match was fucking awesome.
It was great. It was really fun.
Everybody got their spots in.
And I just kept telling, it's like, Jericho just looks like he's having fun out there.
He looked like he was having just the best time, and listening to the podcast that he did, because I listened to it on the way, like before I came over here to record today, he just sounds so excited and sounds young again. And so I thought this was like a way for Jericho to kind of exploit that he's in with all these guys.
Yeah.
It wasn't, man. He was like displaying all these great wrestlers to the world using his star power.
Yeah. Cause
to get,
I mean,
more eyes. It's a beautiful thing.
I don't think anybody else could have actually done a cruise like this.
No, I don't even think the Bucks and them could have done it.
Bucks and them couldn't have done it. Stone Cold couldn't have done it.
Stone Cold could. No, Jericho's just something different.
Jericho, right? It's just because he's in like so many different worlds mm-hmm. at the same time. He's in the rock world, and he's also in the wrestling world.
Right.
Which those two easily overlap.
Right.
And so he was in he's in a perfect position mm-hmm. to like actually bring that to mm-hmm. people. Where it's not just, this is just a wrestling cruise. Mm-hmm. No, this is a rock show plus this plus comedy
right
plus podcast like plus everything
in a way that like Jericho the character like reinvents himself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Jericho, by latching on and being friends with the elite guys, I feel like he's reinvented himself in real life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because like I think that, like the first time like I saw like Jericho like hanging out with the Young Bucks, like uh-huh. my first immediate thought is he's just trying to like
get them to Vince.
Yeah. He's trying to get them to Vince.
Right.
Or he's trying to like latch on to that. Like he's trying to I feel bad for thinking that way, but it's like, oh, he's trying to like stay relevant almost.
Right.
If that makes sense.
But what he's actually doing is I feel like he's now identified with this thing. Cause like what's cool about the Jericho Cruise was You don't, when you think of cruises, you certainly don't think of wrestling fans, right?
Yeah.
No. You just don't. You just don't. You think of a certain demographic that would go on a cruise.
Disney fans.
Okay. I've never been on a cruise.
No.
But you, go ahead.
Or my brother-in-law, Jeremy. Didn't he go on a Disney cruise for his honeymoon one time, Cares? Didn't Jeremy go on a Disney cruise? Yeah. That's just what I think.
I would love to do a Disney cruise. That sounds great. But like what I'm saying, though, is like I feel like the Bucks and now Jericho's latched on to these guys.
Yeah.
And it's not a relevant thing. It's like I feel like what they want to do for wrestling as a whole is just be inclusive. And I feel like he identifies with that because he was part of ECW. ECW was about being inclusive, right? Like presenting a product that you felt like you were a part of. And they talked about that on the podcast today, too. Like,
yeah, I haven't listened to the podcast yet. So mm-hmm. I'm curious to see like what like some of the highlights that mm-hmm. That you heard so far, because I know you haven't.
Honestly, just the one highlight that I took away, and it made me, like, because I was at All In, so I helped identify with that, right? What Matt said was they've seen all of these guys that were on the Jericho Cruise and All In and meet and greets thousands of times, right?
Yeah.
Thousands of times. And so it went from, like, they don't feel like those guys are fans anymore. They feel like they're part of it. Like, they feel like they're part of the show, part of the Jacksons, part of the Elite. And so, like, that's this movement, right, that they're trying to do. They even call – now they're calling it a revolution officially. They said it on – like, they're doing a wrestling revolution. And now Jericho's like, fuck yes. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I latched on to you guys. WWE was great, but we're doing something different here. We call the shots.
Yes.
And so I think that's cool. And the Jericho cruise is reflective of that. Everybody looked like they had an amazing time on that cruise.
Yeah. You had Don Callis looking like a captain.
That's my favorite part of the entire cruise.
Yeah, mine too. But you had – like, how we talked about earlier in the podcast, like, you had – Johnny Impact and Jay Lethal agreed to a title versus title match.
We had LAX versus the Bucks.
You had LAX versus the Bucks. You had Sammy Callahan in there. You had Johnny Impact.
Sammy Callahan versus Marty Scurll, which we will never see aired, which sucks because I bet that match was awesome.
I was hoping I was going to be part of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, Impact wouldn't agree.
Wow. That's fine. But, like, you had – it started – like, you're noticing, though, like, Jericho,
mm-hmm.
it, just like with this cruise, was able to help bring – ROH and Impact a little bit closer together to mm-hmm. working together,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which we've said this for a long time.
They need to. They badly. Need to.
Yes.
All three promotions need to work together, and then you got a real threat.
Oh, my God.
And you don't have a threat without all three.
I don't know how the logistics work, how you get all three to actually work together.
No, we're just fans. We're not there. We're not for that.
But if you're able to get Impact and ROH to work together where you can have the Young Bucks on a pay-per-view, that's an extra – you're telling me you're not spending extra pay-per-view money? We don't even spend network money on Impact, but we do give them $40.
Give them $40 every time because I love it.
You're telling me that if you throw New Japan stars on there or ROA stars on there, you're not more willing to give that
I'd
up?
I'd order it a week before. I'd set exactly. it the day of. Yeah, absolutely. But it's great. Yeah, I think this is a good deal. Like, even Karis doesn't care about wrestling, and she listens to us talk about it every week, so that's the most she's involved, but... A cruise is a different thing, right? Like, we could have gone, like, with our wives, and Karis and Liv could have gone and, like, gone swimming or gone and got massages and gotten, and, like, gambled and stuff while the men drank beer and watched wrestling because our wives maybe didn't care or whatever. Like, that's what's so great about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And even with All In, my wife likes wrestling, but she doesn't like it that much, but she loved All In because she felt like she was a part of something. It's just something different. It's cool. It's a cool time to be a wrestling fan.
I'm just so excited for 2019 to see what that brings us.
I am.
And apparently a second cruise is in line.
Didn't know that. Did not know that.
They mentioned something about a second cruise coming together, I believe. I might be wrong.
I would love to go.
But they were actually kind of pushing that to be All In too.
Well, we'd have to go. DigitalTipJar.com/smarttodeath.
For the love of God.
We got to get it this time. So we are going to move into our questions. Every week we do pin a tweet. I didn't pin this week because we have the contest going on. I'll remind you guys at the end. But the questions every week by the people are brought to you by Markout Media. Are you guys looking to mark out?
Yes.
Then you need to check out the Markout Media podcast featuring Victor and David Edge.
Who are they?
David and Victor Edge are two brothers. Brothers not like us, but like us at Smart to Death. They run down the hottest news, events, and topics in the world of professional wrestling.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, you can find them on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and SoundCloud. And if you want to, and I think you should, go over to Instagram and Twitter at MarkoutMedia18. Let them know that you... I pointed at myself. Yeah, you and I sent him
you
over there.
You and I.
All right. Well, Shane Richardson asked, should the Survivor Series actually have something at stake for the brands?
Yes. I don't know how you do it, but I was like, I'm a sports guy. You're a sports guy.
Main event of Mania.
So, yes.
Like the MLB All-Star. That's what you're getting at. I cut you off. I'm sorry, buddy.
No, but that's exactly what I'm thinking. Because the Pro Bowl, that doesn't fucking matter. Not anymore.
No,
it's shit. But like MLB, like, it's home field advantage. Mm-hmm. And so like, this is your main event. That would matter so much more. Yeah, go ahead and read this one if it's a good question.
Yeah. I can't read the name. Grind Creations?
Oh, I have no idea.
On Periscope, we got a question that says, should WWE steer away from the PG era and go more attitude? Absolutely not.
They don't have to go, they don't have to keep the PG era, but you don't have to go to attitude era. No.
What's interesting to me is people continually go back to this where they think that being PG and presentable to children is what hurts the product. That's not what hurts the product. No. It's the storylines aren't good. The storylines are not even good for children because they're just too easy to figure out.
Yeah.
Or they like swerve you for the sake of swerving. It's just weird. It's not that.
Go back into like the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Watch like the Mankind versus Undertaker feud from 96.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if that was like PG. Because it was PG,
right?
But that damn story was so fucking good. Tell me about
Rock
Kane.
Versus Austin. Any of those times, those matches were PG matches.
Yeah,
almost all of them.
Pretty close. Well, no,
Promos weren't. Oh yeah.
No, but like you had like Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart. That's PG.
Mm-hmm.
You could make
Undertaker versus Bret Hart as well.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels both times.
I think right now WWE. They're in a good era, like on how they're treating everything, like kind of keeping like realistic. But I mean, you have enough stuff in there to like to make you go, oh, here we go. Like
yeah,
you have
right,
like
right,
Becky
right.
Lynch versus Ronda Rousey, where they're saying, "I'm the man."
They're booking this perfectly.
It's the storylines mostly. That's
right,
your
right.
problem,
right? Yeah, storylines is the issue.
Because wrestling's even good right now.
Yeah, the wrestling's fantastic. There's no one's ever going to tell you a match is bad.
Yeah,
well, unless it's bad. Which is not often, but it's not the wrestling that's the problem ever.
Go back and rewatch an Attitude Era.
Attitude Era was not good.
It was good for the time. I went back and rewatched like a few Raws.
Does
like,
not have staying power.
You get pissed about wrestlers being in squash matches now. Uh-huh. Go back and just like watch that train wreck of a show. I don't know how people like watched it back then.
I don't either. The Word Assassin asks us, with Reigns leaving the WWE, how do you see the Royal Rumble working out, considering he was probably going to go in as the champion? Like,
that's
who wins
good,
it?
That's a good question, actually.
It'll be a SmackDown person that wins it. It'll be...
Again? We had Orton 2 years ago.
Fuck no. It'll
and then
be
we
the
had
Rock.
Nakamura. The Rock?
Rock versus Brock. That'll be your main event.
I'm not mad at it.
I am. Fucking make new stars. Make new stars. Just make new stars.
Yeah, they're being made in New Japan for a WWE to grab.
Oh, fuck you. I hate you. Sports with Luke asks...
Could it be Riddle?
Not this early, no. They need to leave him in there till after Mania. Let him learn where the hard cam is for WWE. It's different.
Yeah,
he's got to learn that. And he wasn't really televised all that often, so he's got to learn camera.
Yeah. I mean, anybody that comes to the NXT, like even Finn Balor, he's like, where's the camera? I don't – what do I do?
We got another question from – a couple other questions. Where is Bray Wyatt when they screwed up his storyline? I don't know where Bray Wyatt is. It's a great question, and I forgot about him.
Bray Wyatt, keeping it off TV so you forget about him.
Yeah.
But the rumor is that they're going to get the Wyatt family back together.
AJ Brock or Ronda Becky or Nakamura Rollins, which one of those will be the best match of Survivor Series, Ronda versus Becky?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I'd take it back.
I'm going to go Nakamura Rollins.
I'm going to go AJ Brock.
That's Survivor Series weekends look so fucking good to me.
It looks very good.
NXT TakeOver plus this, like, besides those traditional matches, like I am all about the Bar versus AOP.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good.
Sports with Luke asks us, should Becky go over Ronda to give her title run even more thump?
Yes.
She will.
I think Nia interferes.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to keep Ronda strong, and they're going to give Becky
that
win.
Both of them. Becky cannot take a loss.
No, she can't.
Ronda,
she's too hot.
Ronda can't take a loss either. DQ it.
They're both too hot. You got to keep them both strong that way. Make it a dirty match and no one will be mad. Darth Vapor asks us, which American promotion do you think Dr. Wagner Jr. would have the most success in and why? I have no idea who that is.
He's a luchador. Which promotion would he have the most success in? Probably Impact. Probably Impact.
How successful?
Impact does a very good job with luchadors most of the time.
Oh, this is a really great question. How successful do you feel an all tag team pay per view will happen?
God damn it. I'm going to hate it. I'm not fucking watching that shit.
I would love a tag team pay-per-view.
A tag team? No.
I love tag team wrestling, though. It's my favorite type of wrestling.
I can't handle. No, not for me.
I'm wearing a Young Bucks shirt, and I say my favorite type of wrestling is tag team. Go fucking figure.
I'm wearing Steamboat.
Yeah. You're all about that solo. He's saying what it would be, though. I'm sorry. I didn't finish the question. It'd be a King of the Ring format, and the winner would get a future tag team championship. That's different. But it can't be a pay-per-view. It'd have to be a special. It'd have to be like a 2-hour special where the tournament happens.
I have no idea.
You wouldn't want to watch a tag team tournament championship thing?
I've watched the Dusty Rhodes Classic. I'm fine.
Man. All right. Well, whatever. We got two more questions. Jody Christie asked, do we think the WWE will acknowledge the Becky and Seth Twitter feud? Have you heard about this?
They're
fucking the with man. Each other about who's the man? No. They're not going to mention it.
They could. Becky, they could, like, did they?
I don't know.
I don't know if they did.
I don't think they mentioned it.
They'll probably mention something. I mean, that's not a big thing.
I mean, I can tell you that Becky's on fire on Twitter. She's killing the game. She's great right now.
Oh, my God, dude. Her tweets are really good.
They're real, real good. And last question. Last blogger standing asked, what is next for Kurt Angle?
That's a really good question.
I think it's going to be a redemption build to him being a quasi-main event contender. He will never main event again. But he'll be someone that will get a title match on a B show. He'll get a title match. He'll be Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's not gonna hold that belt again.
Yeah,
I don't. I mean, I really don't think Daniel Bryan.
Oh wow, you don't like ever again?
No, I don't think so. I think Daniel Bryan will probably end up leaving.
You think he's Shawn Michaels at this point?
Yeah, he's just there to put people over. I think
that's what Shawn did, pretty much.
Yep, Shawn didn't win that belt that often, did he?
He won it. He won that belt one time when he first came back at Survivor Series in 2002. And the first Elimination Chamber match. That's the last time he held a world title.
Yeah, I can't see him winning that belt again. And I don't see Kurt either.
I don't see Kurt. I'm not.
He'll be the guy that puts over new stars like he did with Drew.
Daniel Bryan could win that title one more time, I think.
It's an interesting thing. That is the end of our show, Kyle.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Oh, you better wake up. We got a long night, buddy.
Yeah, I've got a dinner. We got a dinner to get to.
Hey. Anyway, so before we get into all of our plugs and stuff, I do want to let you guys know that we have a contest for a free shirt. It's one of two shirts you get to pick. But go to iTunes. Give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating review so we can be what?
Number one, in ears. Mm-hmm. You got two of them on the side of your head. Put a headset over it. You can hear us.
Uh-huh.
And if you hear us, it's pretty much
a given.
A given that we're going to be number one in your hearts.
Right.
Like by episode three.
Minimum.
Like, minimum.
Maybe 5 minutes in.
Easily. So if you keep doing that and you rate the show, you subscribe, you share it with your friends, you know what happens to that show?
What happens?
Well, in Italy, we become top 100. But we want to become number one on them charts.
Boy. So if you do that review and rating, and even if it isn't 5 stars, but we hope it is, upload it with a screenshot using hashtag SmartToDeath, and you'll be entered to win a t-shirt. You can get a second entry or your only one if you don't use iTunes just by subscribing to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/SmartToDeath. Upload a picture of that subscribe proof using hashtag SmartToDeath.
Ayo.
Two chances. We don't have a lot of entrants in there right now, so you have a great chance to win now. But that contest will not end until the Friday after American Thanksgiving. So yeah, I'm going to wake up that morning, draw, do a little live stream.
See, I like to doodle as well.
Doodle?
Huh? You said I'm going to draw. I like to doodle.
You fuck. I hate you so much. If you like what we do, you can also go to patreon.com/smarttodeath and become a patron for as low as $1 a month. You get special content and interviews. You also get long versions of our episode that are unedited. So this episode in particular has a lot of unedited content.
Plus, this season, tis the season.
Tis the season.
We're going to be sending out some free stickers.
That we are, yeah.
So
that,
become a patron just for the sticker, man. Right.
They're $2.50 plus shipping on Redbubble. So then you can just search Smart to Death for those. Or just become a patron for $1 a month and get a sticker and other things that are really great. Big news, I did a poll. It looks like y'all want this. So we are going to, sometime in the next couple of weeks, there are some weeks that is just not a lot going on. Holidays come up and stuff. Like, I'm going to Vegas in January for work, so we won't be able to record that week.
We have Christmas coming up.
We have Christmas. We have Thanksgiving. So we're going to go back to some of our old episodes with Beer City Bruiser, Flip Gordon, Conrad Thompson.
Like, real early episodes.
Real early episodes.
You, if you're a late viewer, you didn't get to listen to these, or you haven't gone back into the archives to listen to a whole episode just for that interview. We're going to make it a little bit easier on you.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to record, like, a, basically looking back on those episodes, and we're going to re-release them. We're going to basically re-release them whenever we won't have an episode. That way we don't ever not give you guys content.
Yeah.
But speaking of content, next week Kyle and I will be watching TakeOver. We will be watching Survivor Series, and we will be recapping it.
Yes, we will.
And those will be available on audio the same night for patrons.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
And if you want to wear a Smart to Death shirt when you do that, go ahead and order one today at prowrestlingtees.com/smarttodeath.
But we do have a big sale at the end of the month. Black Friday, of course. But help your boys out.
Do whatever you got to do. Go to digitaltipjar.com/smarttodeath if you want to leave us money. But we have to give shout outs.
What I just realized, though, before we even move forward, if I move over, like, right here, it looks like we're in two different locations.
Oh, because of the split there. Oh, no, I can't stop seeing that. All right. Well, anyway, shout out to our patrons, Brandon McKinney, who we saw last night, Natalie Evans, Papa Suter, Robert Jackson, Shane Richardson, Dan White, 720 Wrestling, Warren Hayes, commercial on the audio.
Oh, my God. Warren Hayes, thank you so much for supporting.
If really, guys, Warren is fucking awesome. If you guys don't go watch his stuff, he's like, it's a different way of doing it. He's a great voice, great face for podcasting. Just kidding. He's on YouTube every, like, Monday, Tuesday, and he does stuff with Fightful at Fightful Select. So
yes,
check him out. I love Warren. He's a great guy. I really do. We give each other a lot of shit, and he talks shit in the ads. So good guy.
Why are you looking at me? I'm in a different location, bro.
Zach Humphrey, Kevin Cito, our cash only patron, who, by the way, just to throw this fucker under the bus.
I swear to God, if you mention Dallas Cowboys, I'm going to fuck.
No, it's not that. What I'm actually going to say is I don't know if I told you this. I had to create his account on Patreon.com for him.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
And I have to take his cash and pay me back to automatically donate his money so he can get the content.
How old is he?
Like, I'm maybe in his 50s. But in his heart, 120.
That's so minimum. Seems like.
He can't even use a calculator. He texts me and I don't know how. Maybe voice to text. I don't know.
Hey, Siri, can you message the Smart to Death boys?
Two girls on a bench, Ben Seidel, David Edge, Kelly Parker, Cameron Curry, and Richard Sandoval. And I fucking keep forgetting JPQ, who's always in our chats. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
I'm going to go ahead and add that right now. It's Jay.
Kevin Cito's watching. He said so. Give a shout out to your wife.
We got a shout out to the producer, Karis. My wife
has a mic now.
She does have a mic.
She'll find her spots.
She's not in the room, though.
No. How do we end?
What do I do? How do I get to the restaurant? But she's got two podcasts that you need to go follow. You can follow them on Twitter as well as iTunes at Good Pod Pod, and that's the Good Podcast. And, of course, my favorite podcast, Let's Talk TV with Karis. You can follow that on Twitter, at TV with Karis.
Yeah, and big shout-out to all you guys that are watching our show. When you watch it live, when you watch our recaps, we appreciate it. Honestly, I think that we both get a lot of energy by seeing people, like, actually messaging while we're talking. It's awesome. So our big thing, and Kyle and I do this with each other, too, when we talk
my
about wrestling.
My big vein, is that what you just said?
No. So someone asked, how do you donate? Go to digitaltipjar.com/smarttodeath.
Or patreon.com.
Or patreon.com/smarttodeath.
Yeah. Or prowrestlingtees.com/smarttodeath.
Yeah, one-time donations.
Redbubble.com/smarttodeath.
Great. Anyway, so we really love that you guys come in and interact. That's what we want to do. We want to give a place where you guys can have opinions because we really don't judge. Like, it's whatever. Wrestling's for everybody, like, legitimately.
Okay.
Who? I don't judge anybody.
You judge me.
Well, that's different. We do a show together. I expect better of you. Just kidding. But yeah, we like that you guys come in and chat. It's a lot of fun, so we appreciate that big time. You can follow us on social media, at Smart to Death, everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. Send cash if you're Kevin Cito. Do whatever you got to do. And if you want to email questions, send them to smarttodeath@gmail.com. If you don't want to look for the tweet, that's the best way to do it. So
yeah.
See it. That's it. We're done.
This is the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to eat Asian food.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited. I've never had P.F. Chang's.
Oh, it's good.
Is it? Guys, thank you so much for watching our show. Sign us out, buddy.
For Anthony, I'm Kyle. Wish me a happy birthday and have a good night.
Get to Old Navy tomorrow only. Get 50% off all dresses. That's right. All the holiday dresses you've been craving are on sale for 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Hurry, ends tomorrow. Valid 11/9. Excludes in-store clearance, rompers, and jumpsuits.